This podcast is brought to you by our friends at Anchor by Spotify. And if you haven't heard about Anchor by Spotify, it's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. No specialty training or equipment needed. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast worldwide on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. And best of all, like I've been saying, Anchor is totally free. It's free. Download the Anchor app today or go to anchor.fm to get started and make your podcast dreams a reality. That's anchor.fm. What are you waiting for? Download the app. Let's run the option and give you our picks for the week. It is the option for week 7. And if you have not joined our CBS Pick'em League yet for the option, what are you waiting for? It's already week 7, guys. Get on there. Follow that Instagram link in bio at Fade Route Podcast. Sign up today and play against us. Had a pretty decent week last week. I took home the win, but Foxy is still in the lead. It's close, though. The difference between first and second place is only 4 points, and we have a three-way tie at second place. But it is time to go. We missed last night's game, but we both had the Cardinals. My apologies, was under the weather. Won't happen again, or maybe it will. Who knows? We're going to go right into Sunday. The 2-4 Browns go into Baltimore to take on the 3-3 Ravens.
I am taking Baltimore. Got to think they rebound after that Giant loss.
This is tough. This is a tough game. You'd think so. Yeah, it's hard to see the Ravens losing this game. It's going to be close, but they got Tucker. The other team doesn't. That's all you need. Ravens win. The 3-3 Tampa Bay Bucks take on the 1-5 Carolina Panthers.
Oh, Bucks. Carolina's giving up.
Yeah, that's the white flag. They are waving the white flag. Bucks should take this pretty easily. You know, Brady can go to a bar mitzvah on Saturday. I mean, he went to the wedding last week. He can go to... You know, he can go wherever he wants on Saturday. He'll be fine on Sunday. The 3-3 Falcons at the 3-3 Bengals.
I originally chose the Bengals, but I'm going to say the Falcons. I think they're trying a little hard.
This is going to be a shootout. I don't believe in the Falcons defense. Can't trust the Bengals defense. Can't trust the Bengals O-line. Grady Jarrett will get home. Now, the question is, will it be considered a roughing the passer? You know, he needs to rock Joe Burrow to bed. He's got to put his binky in, and he's got to tell him a lullaby. He's got to sing him a little lullaby. And then maybe they'll only give him 5 yards instead of 15. So I'm going to say the Bengals, they have a little more firepower, and that's what's going to take it home. The 1-4 Detroit Lions at the 4-2 Dallas Cowboys with one Dak Prescott under center.
Dallas.
It's going to be closer than we think. I think that Dak is going to take them back a notch. I really think that he slows this team down. And you really saw it. You saw it with Cooper Rush once he was in there. Dak struggled. Cooper did not. That being said, Cowboys are going to win by 7. The 5-1 New York Football Giants go into Jacksonville, which has been a house of horrors for them, to take on the 2-4 Jaguars.
Yeah, I think it's a trap game, so I'm going to go with Jacksonville.
Fool me once on Jacksonville. Actually, I got fooled 3 times this year on Jacksonville. So I'm going with the Giants. I think that they'll do just enough to win. The defense will show up at the appropriate time. And Daniel Jones will do just enough, because that's who he is. He is who he is. The 3-2-1 Colts in a division matchup go into Tennessee to take on the 3-2 Titans.
Gonna take the Colts. I think they're surging.
This is tough, because this is really the definition of mediocre. It's like, what do you take here? Do you take the Matt Ryan-led team, which is...
Matt Ryan.
Right. Yeah. Bleh. Or do you take the Ryan Tannehill-led team? Bleh. Like, Jonathan Taylor is no great shakes this year. Derrick Henry is no great shakes this year. Like, this is, you know, the Colts have already played to a tie this year. It would not surprise me if they played to a tie again. But I'll go Titans. I will go Titans on this. I think Henry will have a better game than he's been having. And Matt Ryan will do Matt Ryan things at the least opportune time. The 3-3 Packers at the 2-4 Washington Commanders, led by the immortal Taylor Heinicke.
Yeah, I'm going Washington. I think they're going to get after Aaron.
Yeah, the Packers are swirling around the drain, but if I'm going to go with the Packers, because if they have any pride, if they have any pride, they show up this game. If they fall to 3-4, you're officially in a free fall. And heads are going to roll. Heads are definitely going to start rolling in Green Bay. But I got them this week. We'll see.
Need some last-minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at the Fade Route have you covered. Tune in every NFL Sunday to Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts, or green light, and fantasy sits, or red light. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 every NFL Sunday during the season. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get the Fade Route. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z every NFL Sunday during the season.
We're into the 4 o'clock hour. The 4-2 New York Jets go into the Mile High to take on the 2-4 Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I'm taking the Jets, man.
Jets pretty handily. That defense plays. Brett Rippon isn't any good. Zach Wilson is just going to have to stay out of the way. So this is the Breece Hall show. Sounds familiar, except one team is blue, the other team is green. How about that? The 1-3-1 Houston Texans go into Vegas to take on the 1-4 Raiders.
I got to say, the Raiders, I mean, especially coming off of the loss and the bye, they got to be the Texans handedly.
Yeah, this is another mediocrity bowl, you know. The Raiders are the better team, at least on paper. They should take this home. In true Raider fashion, it wouldn't surprise me if they laid an egg, because that's what they do. And somewhere, Rich Bisaccia is smiling. But I'm going to take the Raiders. I think talent will trump all. But look for Damian Pierce to have a really good game on the ground against the Raiders. The 3-3 Seahawks go into SoFi to take on the 4-2 Chargers.
I'm taking the Seahawks.
This is a tough game. This is a way tougher game than we could have thought at the beginning of the year, right? Seahawks aren't any good. They're rebuilding, but they're holding their own. I'm going to take the Chargers. It's going to be close. And Herbert is going to pull it out at the end. The 4-2 Chiefs go into Santa Clara to take on the 3-3 49ers.
I'm going to take the Chiefs.
How about them Chiefs? How about them Chiefs? Like, there's going to be a lot of smoke and mirrors from the 49ers this week. It's going to be a shootout, but one team has Patrick Mahomes, the other team does not. I will take the team that has Patrick Mahomes.
Your Sunday night, the Sunday night game. The 2-4 Steelers go into Miami to take on the 3-3 Dolphins.
I'm taking the Dolphins. Tua's back. I think they're going to play well.
This is a stinker. This is a big stinker of a game. Like, even if Tua is healthy, this offense is such that they could get him hurt again. Like, Mike McDaniel clearly just is about running his offense without regard for what's going on around him. It's like, fuck, this, you know, I'm proving how smart I am. All right, well, one's in an arm brace, one's in a neck brace, and the other's on a gurney. But you got your point across, coach. You're a good offensive coach. That being said, the Steelers are no good. Right? Mitch is going to be under center. Dolphins, but it's not going to be pretty.
Can you take the championship from DNZ? This year, you can play our football pick'em on CBS Sports and compete against us in the option every week. Check the link in our Instagram bio, Fade Route Podcast, for all the details and to sign up. Then tune into the Fade Route every week until the Super Bowl for updates and standing. Bring it on.
Speaking of not pretty, your Monday Night Delight, the 2-4 Chicago Bears going to Foxborough to take on the 3-3 New England Patriots.
Come on.
I know, but come on. Say it.
It's New England.
Yeah, say it. It's a formality. You know, we have to say it for our loyal supporters and listeners. It's the Patriots. It's the Bailey Zappe Show. Justin Fields is going to see ghosts the way Sam Darnold did. My only question is, are they actually going to get him saying it on the sidelines? Patriots pretty handily. Teams on the bye, the Bills, the Rams, the Vikings, and the Eagles. Adjust your fantasy rosters accordingly. Want to get on the action? We want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG @faderoutepodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter @faderoutednz. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us in, crowd.